Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. The new Netflix offering, Awake, is yet another apocalyptic sci-fi thriller with a gimmick. After the radiation from a solar flare bombards the Earth, people lose their ability to sleep. After a few days of universal insomnia, chaos reigns and civilization begins to crumble. A young mother, played by Gina Rodriguez, attempts to protect her children, one of whom is still able to sleep. Seems a shady government agency wants to dissect the little girl to see if they can find a cure. Rodriguez provides a solid performance that anchors the movie, but the action and plot elements seem to be cribbed from a number of other movies in the genre. Awake has an intriguing setup, but doesn't quite live up to its unique promise. If you're suffering from insomnia, watching Awake just might provide a cure. The lightweight comedy Queen Bees could have been called Mean Girls, the Geriatric Edition. Queen Bees features a sturdy cast of movie veterans doing the best they can to make something memorable out of a very tired premise. 88-year-old Ellen Burstyn stars as a woman who reluctantly takes up temporary residence at a luxury retirement home. To her dismay, she discovers that the cliques are worse than those in high school. To her delight, she also finds romance. The venerable cast also includes James Caan, Anne Margaret, Loretta Devine, Jane Curtin, and Christopher Lloyd, but the limp, overly familiar script and sluggish direction stymie their efforts. It's like an episode of The Love Boat set in a senior center. The cast gets A's, but Queen Bees gets a C-. Don't forget to check your local arthouse theater's websites for more intriguing streaming options. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze!